Welcome to the EV Podcast, where today, Tuesday the 5th of March 2024, we plug into the latest innovations electrifying the auto industry. We're talking about groundbreaking electric vehicles and the cutting-edge charging stations powering our green future. Strap in, folks, and adjust your mirrors. We're about to zoom into the high-voltage realm of electric vehicles. For those who might not know, EV stands for electric vehicles. And we're here to explore the volts, the jolts, and the economics of zooming into the future. Let's start with a familiar sight. Those rest stops along the Kansas Turnpike. They're embracing the future with gusto, installing EV chargers faster than a teen with a new gadget. It's a strategic move, future-proofing our highways for a world where electric motors are the new norm. Now, let's talk car pricing. Remember the sticker shock from last year? The average car cost $45,597, a hefty 8.9% above the asking price. Fast forward to today, and we're looking at a modest increase to $45,880, just 7.2% over MSRP. That's a price bump slower than a leisurely snail, with dealers adding less than $300 on average. Data wizards at IC Cars have crunched numbers from over 16 million new car sales, revealing a trend that's shaking up the carpool lane. Luxury seekers, brace yourselves. Models like the Mini Hardtop and Porsche are commanding more than 20% above MSRP. That's premium pricing at its peak. But here's a twist. Among the 10 most affordable models, 6 are electric vehicles. The Hyundai Kona Electric is setting the bar low at 4.6% below MSRP. Joining the affordability parade are the Volkswagen ID. 4. Ford F-150 Hybrid, Kia EV6, and Hyundai Ioniq 6. It seems the electric market is experiencing some turbulence, reminiscent of a post-Halloween sale. Premium and performance cars are maintaining their value impressively, while hybrids like the Toyota Corolla Cross and Ford Maverick are flying off the lots. Hyundai and Kia, having lost federal tax incentives, are slashing prices like a Black Friday sale. Meanwhile, the sales of supersized trucks and SUVs are struggling to keep up. Peering into the future, it's clear that EVs are cruising smoothly, while larger vehicles face sales challenges. If the auto market were a soap opera, EVs would be the lead character with a twist at every turn. That's the latest from the electrifying world of EVs. Stay alert, because the market is as dynamic as it is electric. Keep an eye on those price tags and kilowatts. The future is bright and battery-powered. Zap! Hold on to your charging cables, because we're about to supercharge this conversation with some electrifying updates from the EV world, and it's as thrilling as finding an open parking spot on Black Friday. Tesla, once protective of its superchargers, is now extending a hand to Rivian, Polestar, Volvo, and General Motors. This spring, these brands will have access to Tesla's coveted charging network. But let's address the potential drama. Imagine a non-Tesla vehicle taking up multiple supercharger stalls due to its charging port placement. It's the automotive equivalent of pineapple on pizza, controversial. Tesla, sensing the tension, is keeping its busiest stalls exclusive. In the realm of battery innovation, a team led by Julin Fan has developed a new electrolyte, aptly named Fan, that promises exceptional conductivity even in frigid temperatures. However, at $40 per gram, it's a costly solution that's still ironing out safety concerns. As we anticipate advancements that allow us to traverse continents without battery anxiety, let's applaud Tesla for sharing its chargers and scientists for keeping our electric dreams toasty. And as for those long charging lines in NYC, let's hope for a speedy resolution to reach our EV utopia. Buckle up and plug in, because today we're navigating the high-speed, high-stakes world of electric vehicles. The narrative is as dense as LA smog on a sweltering summer day. Apple has seemingly exited the electric car race, while Tesla faces stiff competition in China's bustling cities. Local brands like BYD are shining in the spotlight, though they're finding fame to be fleeting in smaller towns. Li Auto is turning heads with its fully battery-powered Li Mega MPV, skyrocketing from obscurity to tens of thousands of deliveries. Their financial performance has impressed analysts, with their stock soaring by over 20%. But the plot thickens as Aito, backed by Huawei, claims more deliveries than Li Auto, and Xiaomi joins the fray. With President Xi Jinping championing EVs and the White House wary of potential security risks, the global EV drama intensifies. Li Auto is expanding beyond China, targeting the Middle East and Central Asia, while NIO focuses on strategic partnerships. It's a high-energy narrative full of strategic moves and global intrigue. For those who love off-roading and electric vehicles, get ready for Scout Motors' electric revival in the heart of America. CEO Scott Keogh has ambitious plans to reconnect people with the outdoors through robust electric trucks. Scout Motors is investing $2 billion in a South Carolina plant, promising 4,000 jobs and an annual production capacity of 200,000 vehicles. They're introducing models like the Scout 80 and the intriguingly named Reaper, all built on a new platform developed with Magnastair. While Scout remains tight-lipped about their battery strategy, they're committed to American manufacturing and engaging with the Scout community. It's a blend of nostalgia and innovation with an all-American twist. Listeners, prepare for a journey through the electrified landscape where giants like the GMC Hummer have embraced silent electric power. Classic American trucks and SUVs are getting an electric makeover, with even the Ford Bronco joining the sustainable path. Researchers are exploring diamond nanomembranes for superior thermal management, promising enhanced performance and reduced charging times. It's a future where electric dreams shine bright, and we're all invited to live them. And that concludes today's electrifying exploration on the EV podcast. I'm Ainsley Ingram, and I hope you've been charged up with the latest EV news. Don't forget to subscribe for weekly updates, and if you enjoyed the show, leave us a rating and comment. Connect with us on social media to keep the conversation going. Join us next time for more insights and interviews from the electric vehicle world. Until then, drive towards a greener future, and remember, the power to change the world is as close as your electric charge port. Stay energized, everyone!